has more. Remember the Yetzirah has more kochos than the Yetzir Tov.
Right.
That Yosef was always kovish the Yetzirah and sending over from the bad kochos to the good side. Right, that's what he was doing. He was going down to Mitzrayim, and so Yira is lo sase. It's the gvul. It's the gvul of the Yetzir Tov. And Ava is ase. That's the gvul of the Yetzirah. That's stronger, and it's so strong that you need a remedy called Torah. That's where the treasures of kochos are. David is the world of bittul. He doesn't try to overcome the Yetzirah with his own kochos. He does it using madrigas. He's mevatel his kochos. Every time he gets new kochos, every time he gets new kochos, he just gives back to the Kodesh Baruch.
That's David.
David.
It's mevatel madrigas, and he uses tefillah to overcome his Yetzirah.
Right.
Because he can't. He doesn't hold that it's possible with any other way to be kovish the Yetzir. Because you see from Yosef that he used kochos chachma, which was Torah, and at the end, it's just Potiphar got the better of him. Because in Pnimis that we don't look at it that Yosef beat Eishes Potiphar. We look at it that Eishes Potiphar beat Yosef.
Yeah,
that's how we look at it.
Sure.
Because in the world of perfection, which is what the tzaddikim were striving for, it was only perfection and nothing else. When Yaakov saw Yosef, he didn't kiss him because he was nechshav with Eishes Potiphar. You understand? At Yaakov's standards, Yosef did not succeed. That's why it says, Vayar Yaakov ki yeshever b'mitzrayim. Something was broken in Mitzrayim. That means that the tzaddik called Yosef, he broke.
So whose standards did he succeed?
Huh?
The rest of the world.
At his own standards?
Meaning, according to the Niglas HaTaira, Yosef is the tzaddik, and he's tzaddik because he overcame Eishes Potiphar. That's what it says in the Torah. It's Niglas HaTaira. From Kabbalah, from Pnimis HaTaira, Yosef did not succeed. Did not succeed. Because Klapi David's standards, once there's a Chiddush called David, Yosef did not succeed. And since Yaakov had very high standards as to like what it means, Yaakov was mitos or shleima, Yaakov was perfection, Yaakov looked at Yosef and he didn't kiss him, so he didn't win. Stuck.
Is it a Pnimius? Yosef is still Yosef Tzadik?
Oh, so why is Yosef called Yosef Tzadik? So my Rebbe has a tremendous word on this.
Because he never stopped.
Oh,
even after he knew he failed, he was like...
That's right. Meaning, a guy who's got like 30 years of perfect record, he's never nechshal, overcomes every obstacle, that's Yosef Tzadik. He's nechshal with Eishes Potiphar. In his own eyes, he was nechshal. But he didn't say, I'm throwing it all away. Because I was nichshol with Eishes Potiphar. That's why it's called Yosef HaTzadik. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. That's why. It's such a gevaldik limud for this dar, especially. That there's so much being nichshol on the sinyan. But what determines a person being a tzadik is not his perfect track record. It's the fact that every time he's nichshol, he never gives up and he's still apt to fight.
Seems like a double way of seeing the world, though.
No.
The world of tshuva. The world of David is the world of
even how you would do this will be different between David and Yosef. I mean, every single thing David and Yosef they share. All the tools on Avodas Hashem are shaykh to each of them. There's Torah by David, there's Tefillah by Yosef, right? Everything is shaykh to them. The difference between Yosef and Yehuda would be how do you rebound from a nichshol like that? How do you rebound? First of all, David wasn't even nichshol, because anybody who says David was chote in Ra'el Tawah. So even though David had a similar mindset with Bathsheba, we don't say that David was chote.
We always say David's the Baal Tshuva. Isn't that how we say that David's the Baal Tshuva?
Okay, and Achnami. So David was mechadash inyan in Tshuva, which is a chiddush. That's why David is giving credit for Tshuva. He wasn't the first person to do Tshuva. Many people did Tshuva. Adam Rishon did Tshuva, Reuven did Tshuva, Cain did Tshuva, many people did Tshuva. David was mechadash inyan in Tshuva. We spoke about this once, the revolutionary derech of David and Tshuva. Yosef also did Tshuva, but how you would do Tshuva for something like this is the difference between Yosef and David.
So what is the difference when the Yetzirah comes to you after your nichshol? What's the difference in the avodah of Yosef and David in that aspect?
Okay.
We know beforehand how to...
Is that where we're going?
Well, I don't know, it could be.
Sounds like... Well, let me add one more thing before I'm stuck
in that situation, trying to figure it out. It's very lemaisa.
He was told that he was chote. He said, "You're right. I was Yosef never. There's no discussions anywhere where Yosef has any admission of anything that he was not showing anything." Right?
Yeah. In the psukim, we don't see
it's a total flip.
Yeah, that's right. In Niglas HaTaira. Niglas HaTaira, Yosef is the tzaddik because he overcame Eishes Potiphar. That's Niglas HaTaira.
But the Rai he's bringing is that he says Chatasi Lashem.
But even
who
David.
Says Chatasi?
David.
Oh, yeah.
Even in Niglas HaTaira, David.
Oh, about that. David is, yeah. David is opposite. David and Niklas HaTorah is the Chote, but in Pnimis HaTorah is not the Chote. That's why we find the opposite. That's exactly the point. If we're heading there, that's where we're heading. But David sees himself as having been Nechshol, but Klap Ishmael, he was never Nechshol. But he still does Tshuva anyways.
Now, Lamaisa, how is Yosef Nichshol? I mean, he wasn't, because he thought he might.
No.
The tipin came out of his hands.
Said 10 tipin came out of Yosef, and he tried, Chazal gave a med, like, it's, I don't know, it's mamish, but it means he tried whatever he could to stop himself physically from being Moses El Batala, but he lost 10 tipin of Zerah. That's what Gemara says. He did everything which he could. That's why it says Vayimain with the Shalshalas, right? Vayimain, everything possible. That's why Chazal gave a mashal that it was through his finger. It means the Adayim is a place of Hishtablis. He made every Hishtablis possible that this shouldn't happen, but he still couldn't do it. And that's because what we said before. It's not possible to be a perfect tzaddik. It's ain't on the baris ashayachata, ain't tzaddik baris ashayasatai v'lo yechta. It's impossible to keep a perfect score. And part of the Seder and Teva Habriya is that a person should be nechshal in order to. To humble himself. Right. Not so that he should do tshuva. That's not the pshat. That's between David and Yosef. How would tshuva, what is tshuva? How you do tshuva? What's the metzias of tshuva? There's a very, very big chiluk between Yosef and David. Like, what is tshuva all about? And this really gets to the core of we spoke about Torah and we spoke about tefillah. The shayrish of the difference between why David goes to tefillah and why Yosef goes to Torah is the difference into how they understand the mitzvah of tshuva.
Is it the mitzvah of tshuva, or why we struggle?
Hmm?
Is it why we is it even more so why we struggle? Why are we put in a position where we have the challenges that we have to get to the point of tshuva? It's fundamentally why we have our DNA that we will fail in life.
Yes.
At times.
Yes.
But could we, are you bringing up a different reason, like a different core reason?
Or is getting deeper to before you even get to the tshuva? What's the reason for my struggle in life, so to say? Well, if I just Hashem specifically, but.
So you can be able to do tshuva. The question is, what tshuva?
So, but that gives meaning to my struggle, then. Or at least to me.
It sounds like the Torah is more about tikkun olam, and tefillah is more about yourself and getting close to Hashem.
That's absolutely right.
So maybe, I mean, that's what... So
can you go farther? Can you take it back there?
Not
really
on the spot.
it's hard to be maven because
the coach is here.
Tyra can also be about ticking myself, and right, can also be ticking on them. But you're saying something which is very, very amok. But
we're
needs
here to perfect the world. That's our whole avaida. When you're nifshal and you have to get closer, everything we're doing is for ticking island, right? So learning, saying the words of the Gemara, saying the words of the Pasuk, you're doing something for the world.
Excellent.
Davening is getting yourself into a position to be able to do that more in the right way.
Okay.
Can I jump on what you're saying?
Please.
I think what you're saying...
He's going to whether you say it.
I'm just asking for the opening.
I love when Josh comes and just like...
Josh is like the guy in the back. He's a color commentator. As I make a move left, Josh is like, he's going left, everybody! I think what you're saying, maybe I'm wrong, is that mitzvahs are here to mitaken the world, right? So therefore, when we act, we're acting on the world. So the Torah and mitzvahs is our relationship to the world around us, whether that, in the world, the spiritual world, what it does for the shefa, what it does for all the pipes that we don't see. So when Torah is the chachma of the world, so our job is to take the Torah and bring it into this world through mitzvahs. Tefillah is our relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and our relationship to Hashem. And so, I think you're making, and maybe what I'm hearing is a distinction between, and I think it's not going in the right direction, I can sense it, but maybe it will. Maybe we'll turn it around and save it in the last play. I think the idea that Chachma really is what we're doing to fix our actions vis-a-vis our influence on the world, but Tefillah really is our ability to fix our actions vis-a-vis the relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is why David will say that the goal of sin is anava, because what's really blocking me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gaiva. And if I fail and I realize that I'm a nobody, or whatever the proper plenious term of being a nobody is, what I'm really doing is opening up a bigger Pesach relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the world of Yosef, if I fail, I've caused a kilkel in this world, and I got to figure out how to fix that kilkel.
Which actually makes a lot of sense as to why it's about that relationship. That's how you access that relationship.
I can almost see David being like, it's almost like the equivalent of a kid, right? It's almost like you see like a kid like knocks over the cereal bowl and goes, you know, mommy, I knocked over the cereal. And what he really wants is the attention from mommy. The cereal is totally irrelevant. He's like, I have a reason to go and get hugged. Whereas the Yosef approach would be like, I got to fix the cereal. I got to fix. I got to do something here. Because I spilled the milk. So it's a totally different focus of what I need to do once something wrong happens, because my goals are distinct. And of course, Yosef loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and of course, David wants things to be right, but the Iker HaPnim really is the relationship versus the action.
Okay.
Yosef is encompassed by David by having that wonderful relationship, whatever that connection is with Kodesh Baruch Hu, by definition, it fixes everything else. So you don't need the Yosef, I mean, you need the Yosef to get to David, but once you get to David, you don't need all that other stuff to do the sock in the world. The world gets fixed by itself once.
That's even more panemius. That's where you want it, right? Is that where you were going? You're like, no, Charlie, you just took us in the wrong place completely. I ended up here in the world of Amalek. I can't believe we're here.
Speaking of Gilgal.
Could that vacuum cleaning any louder, please? I'm begging you.
So there's a lot of very nice ideas. Very, very nice ideas. Very nice ideas.
But it's all Sheker. And I have to go back to the mikvah.
Let's say this, though. That let's take tefillah for a second. Because really, David and Yosef, HaMahalach, is about Tikkun HaOlam. But what Tikkun HaOlam is going to be very different. If I say to you, Mordechai, give me the Parish Rashi on Tikkun HaOlam. Right? Not Kamala Harris's visual version of Tikkun HaOlam. What's the real version of Tikkun HaOlam? What does it mean? How would you say it? Like what would you say? Perish Rashi.
When I say Perish Rashi?
You have like 5 words.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you have to die in those 5 words.
Wow.
Akaras HaBar, you know?
Huh?
Akaras HaBar, yeah, right.
Revealing God in the world, no?
Revealing the Shekhinah, yeah.
Revealing the screen of the world?
Cut.
Ben, there's an open chair right here.
He whispers, we don't know what he's here, slips in.
If Bensie's next to me, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, on this side.
No, I guess they're next to me. I can't send the clan across the table.
All the Kilkulim are in the Golis. Reveal Golis.
Where?
Start within.
And the ground, the world.
Charlie start within. You have to start within.
Okay.
And once you're stocking within, then everything else starts.
Ah, very interesting. Okay. So you said start within, and then Shelby here said in the world. So where is the Tikkun actually take place? Is Tikkun HaOlam take place in the mensch? Or does it take place outside the mensch?
Ooh, now we're getting the brisket Tyra.
It's gotta be I think it's in the
chafs. It's good. The idea that all our neshamas are all connected as one. When you're doing it for yourself, you're really doing it for the island, for everyone.
So let me ask you. So you're making them one? Is that what you just did?
Yeah. Is that okay?
So, yeah.
It's all okay.
Everything's
okay.
You have to explain it.
As long as you're willing to go through whatever it takes. Yeah. It's all okay.
You're going to have to explain it.
Exactly. Just stay open to what's happening next.
Yes. You have to explain it. I explain how it happens. Meaning, like this. Is it my job? Is it our job? That the place in the world which is most rachak from Hashem, that there should be a lukus there?
Yeah.
Is that our job?
I mean,
so then let's define what is the place in the world which is the farthest place from a lukus and bring a lukus there.
Us.
What is that? What is the place which is farthest from a lukus that if it's true that we want to make the shechin everywhere and so then let's define what that is and let's get, we have a minion here, let's get a minion together and let's go bring it there. Where is that place? Let's go. Why don't we start a community? I want to make a shul there. What are we doing over here?
They probably have a Chabad there.
Too late.
Not a minion.
That's true.
Can you answer the question with, it's not a one-to-one, but it's similar to how the Kuskir said or asked.
It's your yesterday.
Right. That's good, yeah. We didn't say it for Tachman. where's Hashem? And his answer is wherever you let him in. So we live in an olam period. I mean, it's based on how you look at the world. It's either an olam period or it's not. So it is. I think it's within the mensch, and through that you could fix the world.
I agree. I think it's totally in the mensch.
I mean, because you have two people.
Not be in the mensch.
You have two people looking at the same world.
Yeah.
But why is it in the mensch?
I don't mean the world. I don't mean like the plant. I don't mean when I say the, I don't mean like we're going to like, you know, the corner and fixing the rock. Right? We are the world.
We are
the ones that'll make a better day. Let's start living. It's a choice to make.
How many times we hear about this idea that there's something in the world that's here as a tikka and a cat?
It's been a long time.
So, they are two different things.
They did a remake in 2002.
So what's the game plan? Where do we start? Where do we end? How do we do this? What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right?
The ones that are alive at that
event. Yeah. Searching.
Okay.
But what's the purpose? Is it... He's very stuck on it's in the Gavra. It's in fixing the Gavra. Is it in the Gavra because we have to... I need to be a Gavra who can go ahead and fix the world. It sounds like a Yosef type of concept. Or is just the ultimate goal is just to perfect myself and misaka myself. And that's my taking home. That's really the question. Is it because there's an ultimate goal beyond it?
I think you conflated those two things. Just because I think
does it
it's
matter?
In the
no, but what's the objective?
What does it matter?
Through perfecting yourself.
I don't know how many of us are going to get to the point where we're so perfected in ourselves that we're going to be looking beyond, right?
No, because what am I trying to do? No, but what am I trying to do? Am I trying to perfect myself or am I trying to perfect the world? But I have to go through myself to do that.
It's important because when I wake up in the morning, Josh, what is motivating me? What is my motivator? This is very important because if I don't know what my tachlis is, that tachlis serves as the motivator. And by the way, if my motivation is so that Yanim in Venice is going to have Tikkun Olam, the Hainu that is going to know about Hashem, that's not such a big motivator for me. I'm not motivated by that. Anything which is outside myself, I'm not motivated to do it.
But when you see yourself as part of something, what? As part of the world,
because hopefully you're motivated for a Kaddish Baruch
Hu. What?
Hopefully you're motivated for a Kaddish Baruch
Hu. Okay, but maybe I'm motivated for a Kaddish Baruch Hu because a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a bigger me than me.
No. Maybe just on the inside.
Because I had to work for Hashem and he was out there and I'm a Shurumisi and Hashem is out there. I would have a very hard time getting up in the morning if I was motivated for somebody else. Even the Abishir.
Josh is saying...
He's gingerly walking down the road, my friend.
I can't get up in the morning if I have to serve. If I have to serve the Ibishter, and I know that he's not connected to me, I'm going to be a very hard time working for him if he and me are not really one.
Let me say very 230 concept. Now, Maisa, if you're not working on yourself first, it's a whole. Really matters.
Of course, it matters.
I'm not sure it does.
The Sof Maaseh B'Machshav Techila always matters. Meaning, like at the end
of
the day.
No, but you got. But, you know, this is
one of the.
This is where you end. This is where you walk down the bad road, right? You basically, I've got big hasagas. We missed you much. I got big hasagas. That's what we missed. Whoa.
We missed you so much, Josh. Man, we missed you. Thank you. We appreciate the practical.
We stop
with the whole husband. You stop with
the
thing.
The same thing.
Bench out of a bencher, okay?
Because it could be that when you need to do something for somebody else. It's really doing for yourself.
Exactly, 100%.
But there are some people who are...
What's my motivation is the question.
That's not the point.
I have a hard time with that. I'm having a hard time with that. Let's say I have a father.
Which part? Have a hard time with what?
Helping someone else.
Saying that working for somebody else is really working for me. I'm not such a big tzaddik. I have a hard time with that.
It's always.
I think he's making the same point you're making.
I don't know.
We
I think there's, a pneumis chilek I'm trying to get.
Always for you.
So I don't believe.
I have a very.
I can twist anything you say to make it
all about me.
I'm going to.
At least you're honest.
I'm going to say this. I know you could. I know you
need to say that. That's right.
We're saying something different. So there's a darkest of difference. And if my sof maisa. Is that I'm concerned about Yana, not just in Venice. Let's say somebody very close to me. Let's say my wife, my father, my mother, my good friend, whatever it is. If my sof maisa is ultimately for somebody else, and you're going to tell me, Ben, yeah, it has to do with you, you're going to... My machshava tchil is going to be weak. Okay. I'm going to have a hard time performing properly because if that sof maisa is considered to my machshava tchila, and my machshava tchila is not focused on me, it's going to be a shvach machshava tchila.
I'm not saying that a person... knows and thinks about that they're focusing on themselves, but at the end of the day, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that thing that you're doing? For what reason?
Yeah,
because it pains you. It makes it hard for you to get up in the morning.
When the person's involved in doing,
I'm not
going
to succeed in what I need to do.
What?
I'm not going to succeed. I'm not going to be able to follow through on this mission all the way. What? If the Sof Maisa is nothing to do, it is not directly connected to me, I will not be able to succeed. Even if because of my Maisa, somebody else will have nachas and it's for me. You're going to tell me what the twist is. It's not going
to
work out. It's not
going to
work
out. It has to be selfish.
It has to be. It has to be a yichud between selfish and selflessness.
Selflessness.
Whatever the word is.
Selflessness.
Selflessness. It has to be a yichud of the two.
If I want tikkun olam,
go ahead.
If I'm looking for tikkun olam, right, and that in order for that to happen, and then I get to live in a better world, in a better place, and that happens because I help Yenim find Kadosh Baruch Hu, isn't that for me now?
But it's not completely for you. It's not gonna. You're not gonna put your all into it.
What?
It has to be completely for you.
It's not for you.
Josh is breaking right now because we always talked about.
Did you hear what just happened?
We always talked about.
Did you hear what just happened?
I win. I'm going home.
You hear what you said? Please, please, Rebbe, say it again.
If your B is not for you, your do won't last.
If no, well, you said you rhymed it a minute ago.
That was unintentional.
You rhymed it. If your B is not for you, then your do won't follow through. That's what you said.
Right,
100%.
That is now going to be tonight. It's already on my car on a bumper sticker next to Thank You Hashem. It's already a hat being printed as we speak. Do won't follow through. What happened to you? You're like an artist. You're an artist.
Can I attribute it to you? Or
1 week, by the way, forget about it.
Josh, I attribute it to you or just leave it anonymous?
Call JB.
No.
Call him JB from Far Rockaway. Call him JB from Far Rockaway.
I'm making a bumper sticker.
That's how you're becoming you. It's nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with what the other person is doing. It's you're channeling your midah of Rachman, your midah of Chesed. So someone else is benefiting, but that's how you're perfecting yourself.
Okay, but it's still a totsa'a mamela. It has to be more direct.
But if you don't look at it like that,
no. I know that you're saying you took Ben's line. You're saying that the maisa is for me because I may be doing something for Yenim, but because of I'm doing it and I am transforming because of that. It's for me. It's so
good
it's for
and
me.
Bad when something looks bad. But
there's another
good.
Layer. There's another layer.
What I find surprising is model. What you're saying is the kind of thing I would expect.
Concept.
No, this is much too facetious
for you. You're
doing everything you're doing, which is for you.
The practicalities of you want to accomplish something,
but you're doing it because that's how you
focus on somebody else.
No, I'm not saying that. Real. Not saying that either. I'm saying if you're 99% thinking about yourself, you're 1% for somebody else,
okay.
You're also not going to get it.
That's okay.
So we talked about it.
You have to redefine self.
You have to redefine self. That's what's going on.
Yeshua for the world.
You have to redefine self.
You, whatever. Where is it, bittel?
I'm mamash saying bittel. Everything I'm saying right now is about.
It's funny because the two ears you can hear like, oh, this is completely selfish, and the other ear is like, oh, this is bittel. Like that's the funny thing, right here. You're on bittel. You have two people to hear one thing, and they have completely opposite definitions of what's going on.
Some people can.
So bittel is not nothing. Bittel is
redefining self.
Yeah.
Bittul is the ability, this is the Nakuta. Bittul is that yes, the Maisim which we do is supposed to, there's a Totsah on that I'm going to gain from that. That always has to be the case. And actually, we're going to redefine Tikkun Olam in a second too. Because it's not going to be by Yenim anymore. It's not going to be out there in the world. It's going to be in me. It's going to be the Adam himself. It's going to be in me. And this is the difference between David and Yosef, by the way. We haven't lost sight of that.
Of course.
David is as follows. Not that David is as follows. The Nakuda is this. The Ani, which I think that I am, is only a layer, an outer layer to the Ani which I am. Truly. That I... No. Everybody in this room knows that when I look in the mirror and this goof which I am is not me. If a person thinks that he goes around in this world and everything which he does is to feed this goof and that this goof is me, so that's living in the arm of the shirkah. That has no place. We spoke about it. And Yosef and David has no sheikh to that. That's called the world of Esav. That's Anochi Esav v'charecha. That's what that is. that's called not even just ani. It's anoichi eisa becharecha. The only thing which matters in this world, that's even anoichi and ani is a very big difference between anoichi and ani. That's, now we're talking this one's parsha, right? Mm-hmm. The difference in ani is that I can be soyable if I'm ani, other anis in the world. Anoichi, there's only ani. So the Zohar says, the Zohar says that ani with a chaf, the letter chaf is keser. When ani wears the chaf, comes anoichi, and the keser means this is the only ani. Mm. This is the only ani. That's called anoichi. Anoichi shema lekacha means that there's no ani other than me. I'm the only ani. When Hashem said anoichi shema lekacha, the Chazal say nafshi yatza b'dabra. Everybody died. Every single Jew lost his neshama. Why? It wasn't that Hashem killed everybody. It's just when Hashem says the word anoichi, it means that you lose your ani. If you lose your ani, then you immediately become a mace. Ah, but then he gave them a tchias mace. It wasn't just like, you know, he brought back what they had before. He gave them a new understanding and a new version of, this is who you really are. They came to a real akar as to who they are. First and foremost, if there's only an anoichi Hashem alakacha, that means inherently, every Jew who's able to live in that world and to coexist with anoichi, which is us, by definition, he's ani havaya. There's a piece of havaya in him, which is the real who he is. And yet there's something else on top of that, which is called, you know, ani Yeshua, ani Yeshua, ani Yankee, ani Yeshua, a lot of Yeshua's here. Right? So there's two layers. So when I say that it has to be selfish, yet it's completely selfless, it means that there's an akuda within the mensch called anoichi, behind that there's an ani havai within him, which he's looking to reveal, and the revelation of that ani havaya is really what's called tikkun olam. And that's what it means to work for myself. If I have to work for somebody else, and at the end of the day, it's not 100% about me, then it's going to be some type of a chaloshes, a vayachalesh Yoshua. That the Seif Maisa, if it's not connected to the Machshava Tchila, because the Machshava Tchila is about me. Every person's Machshava Tchila is about me. Where does it come from? It comes from me. So if there's not 100% an alignment between the Seif Maisa, what my vision is, in terms of what the Seif Maisa is, what the Tachlis is, what Tikkun Ma'olam really means, and it's not connected 100% with the Machshava Tchila, that it's about me, then there's a break in the equation, in the formula, between the Machshava Tchila and the Seif Maisa, which will not succeed. And so therefore, if I understand that really Tikkun Ma'olam is not about what's going to go on in the Welt, it's about being megala within myself, that it should be able to, I should be able to look at myself, Hashem should be able to look at me to say about me, ah, shtik elokos, ani havaya siya. If it's not about that, then this difference in how you understand Tikkun Ma'olam goes like this. It starts off very dakis. Because what we're talking about, this whole conversation is very, very dakis. You understand? We're having very dakistic. I could say the word dir betachtainim, and we can all be agreeing. We're all talking about dir betachtainim. How you define the prati pratim of what that means, dir betachtainim, then nekuda kol shehu will make a difference, like anything. When it starts off very tiny, as it starts to sprout, it can go in, looks like it's here, it goes in two different directions. It's very David and Yosef. Big chiluk taking place in this conversation. And this really goes back to what we said before. If you ask David, not so much in the world of tefillah and Torah, we'll talk about tshuva, I don't know if we're going to get to it this time. But if we talk, Josh, yes?
Well, I just have the problem with, not the problem, but the reason why David is looked at as so great is because he was focusing on the anuchi while Yosef was focusing on the ani. That's where you really get the biggest difference between the two.
Yes, that's right. Because David says anisfila. Anisfila means there's no ani here.
Right.
It means that I acknowledge that there's an anoichi. Yosef says ani Yosef, but that ani Yosef also coexists with ani para. Right? Coexists with ani para. But David is like this. David is the world of that the real tachlis is to be masakim the adam. And if the real tachlis is misakin the real Adam that I have to be misakin is me.
Is that the difference between the neshama and the
guf? No, we're being mevar and akudis within the neshama right now.
But we're a new entity.
Hmm?
this ani on the surface is a new adam. I mean, on the simple level. So we're.
Let me try to explain it like this. Let's go more into explain David and Yosef a little bit more, and hopefully they'll come together. Yosef thought that he would be misaking his ani by being misaking the belt at the same time. Meaning, David, Yosef threw himself into Mitzrayim, into situations where every time he had to overcome a challenge, he would build a bigger ani Yosef, a bigger ani Yosef, a bigger ani Yosef. And he went from place to place, especially Mitzrayim, saying, anything which is in my way, I'm going to overcome you. And at the same time, he was being misakin oil of Machushakai, because listen, he made a very good judgment. He said, I can't go everywhere in the world. I might as well get to the lowest place in the world, and if I can overcome that, then Mimela, Kavachamir, everything else will be misukin. So send me to the biggest place where there's the least elokas. They determined that was Mitzrayim. He would go down to Mitzrayim, and he would work there. And he made his way to the house of Potiphar, to the house of Paro. And he got into the kishkas in the world, the hainu, in the landscape of the world, where there's the least amount of Gili elokas, and he was working there to Megal elokas. And in doing so, he was being misakin his ani at the same time. Because every challenge, every success came with a better, brighter Yosef and a better, brighter world. It was together. So it's like, I don't want to work that way. You have to be misakin the Adam. And then memela through the tikkun of the Adam. After that, we can work on the world. But you have to first work on the Adam 100%.
Mela, after that I can work on the world. I'm never done working on the Adam. I'm never done working on the Adam, so I'm never going to get to the tikkun of the world.
It's
or just
true.
it happens in Mela, or is it Avoda on its own?
No, it's possible. I mean, the madrigas and the madrigas are itself. It's shy for a person though to come to a place where in terms of the Avoda which he does, he's locked in and he's locked in forever. David was able to lock himself into a place that forever and ever he couldn't be mubdil himself from the Kodesh Baruch. That's called Ani Sfila. And that's why there's a musa called David Melech Yisrael Chavikayim, which you don't find by anybody else.
So practically, isn't Yosef also working on himself?
Yes, of course he is. But he's not working on himself. The mission of what the Tikkun HaOlam is all about is the difference between David and Yosef. They're both working hard at being Masakin themselves. How they do so is going to be different. But there's a certain gila that David HaMelech does that through the Avodah of Tefillah, David sees himself as being the place in the world which is the farthest from the Kodesh Baruch. Meaning like this. Let's take this one step further now. The question is that if I have to bring Kavod Shemayim to the place which is farthest from Elokos, what's the answer to that question if I say, what is the farthest place from Elokos? Yosef determined that it was Mitzrayim. And he went down to Mitzrayim to be Megal Kavod Shemayim in the place which was the farthest from Elokos.
So
David has a different answer to that question. What's farther than even Mitzrayim?
Himself.
His Yetzihara is farthest. Because the Bechir of a Yid and the Yetzihara of the Yid is the farthest thing possible from Elokos. The farthest thing possible. Meaning, I don't have to go anywhere to work on being misakin that which is farthest from Elokos, because it's in me. My Yetzer Hara, my Bechir, my Yetzer Hara, is the farthest thing in the world from Elokos.
So when Yosef was doing his Avoda for Tikkun Olam, he wasn't working on his Ani Havaya, he was working on just his Ani?
He thought that by working on Tikkun Olam, which is the Tachlis, and Mamela from that will come a Tikkun in the Ani, but the Tikkun HaOlam is priority over Tikkun Ani. That the real mission is that Hashem wants that there should be Nizgala, Elokus in the belt. So I'm going to work for Hashem to Megala Elokus in the belt, and from a Taitzor from that, I'm going to be a bigger Ani Yosef too.
But how's he doing it? Through us. It's the only way that there's a Megala of Elokus in the whole world.
No.
Yosef?
I have a question for you. If all of a sudden the Pope would say today, I'm giving it all up, there's an Abishter in the belt, everybody follow me to the Abishter. That would be a very big display of Kavod Shemayim. Right?
Yes.
David is like, I have bigger things. I have bigger dreams, bigger visions than that. That's not what I have. That will happen in Mele. But I need to be Megalin myself, and the Pope within me, I have to be Megalin Lekus on that Pope. That's David HaMelech. That's it. Yosef was like, I'm going to the Pope of the world, which is Paro. And David's like, I'm not going to go there. No, that's not for me to do. My job is Bashar Husham. Right here, right now, the Yitzhar within me, I got to work on that.
I guess when you reach that level, the Mela, it affects the people around you.
Exactly. I mean, afterwards, after David and Melech succeeded, then Hashem said, David, you're my man. Meaning, nobody knew David would be king because everybody in that time was very much impressed by the Yosef Hashgafa or the Shaul Hashgafa, which is like, you have to be a Gavra. You have to be a big Ani. You have to get in the world. You got to get out there and do things. And so the fact that David was chosen, nobody could understand it. But the inner was like this. Once David succeeded in being an Ahani Avaya in his own Dal and Amos, so Hashem said, now you're going to be my man to be Megal Lelakos and Belt.
So what did David do?
But he didn't even get there because he was still working on Klai. So I mean, he died and he didn't finish his job. Mashiach will carry that on, but David didn't get very far. He got very far, but not all the way.
He did Shuba without needing to do Shuba.
Do you know what is documented about what his
Charlie's, I keep bringing this up.
Yes.
To absorb, I think that's to be absorbed.
I'm absorbing it.
Sukkos.
I keep getting stuck on words. I need tefillah.
That's why they hated him.
No, no, but I'm saying, I'm trying to. It's not just he says I need tefillah. It's like va ani tefillah. Like this is what I was experiencing. You hated me, right? Va ani tefillah. It's like it's even further than I can conceptualize.
That's why they hated him, and that's what his answer to him.
That was a sidebar.
Are you digesting this? Where are we holding? Quiet like this, it means that you're
I'm trying to bring it back to earlier when we spoke about the difference between what Tikkun Olam and what, and I'm trying to circle back to what you said recently to see if we can get back to the selfish, selfless thing.
Are you trying to go? So you're trying to go away from what you just said?
No, I'm trying to connect the dots.
This
is the middle. We're trying to bring it all in.
Can you say over what we just said?
It seems to me what you're saying is like this.
It has to be digested and understood very, very well.
There's two approaches that Benny has died. Here's what I think you said. There's two approaches towards Tikkun Olam. One is Yosef, one is David. Yosef's approach is there's a world that needs fixing.
Right.
My job is to go out and fix it. Mm-hmm. What do I do for a living? Is I go to all the different parts of this world that is lacking Elokus, and I bring myself in to bring Elokus. So I Makar of the Pope. And so I bring, you know, Shalach Manas to my, you know, my Jewish neighbor, and I learn more Torah, and we do more videos, and we do whatever we do to bring light into the world, right? That's Yosef. I go down to Mitzrayim, and everywhere I go, I just bring Yosef. I say no here, I say yes here, and my job is to run Mitzrayim. And when I run Mitzrayim, I give everybody a bris meal, like, forget it, we win. David says, no, that's not the farthest place in the world. The farthest place in the world is my Yetzer Hara. So how about this? How about I just stay in Eretz Yisrael? How about I stay in Beis Lechem? And I just go, you know, I'll just go
stay
into...
Stay with the chevra, stay with the ach.
I'm not even hanging out with people. I'm just going to go into the forest of me and the sheep.
That's a video. Okay, yeah.
But even in my place, I'm sitting around in a place of nothingness. If once I'm able to work on myself and go into my own nefesh and give every single bit of my mahus to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, now I have gone to the lowest places, and the Mela, from there, I can now build up and out.
But is it because I can't be a shepherd forever? Mm-hmm. Meaning, no. What's the avodah? Do I go out there, forever. Right, and I put myself in the world of Mitzrayim, or I'm a shepherd until that calling comes, and then it affects the world? David didn't stay as a shepherd forever, did Avram?
But you know, David could have.
It could have, but in order for the yichud of the world and the tikkun of the world,
David will look
it
at
had
you.
To sprout out. That's the mamela that we were talking
if I,
about.
Tell me if I'm wrong, David would look at you and go, it doesn't matter.
It may not matter, but I'm
saying, but that
was a rumor.
But the insight is that David wouldn't make that cheshbon. David wouldn't say, I'm building my shepherdness to become Malach Yisrael. He would say,
No. But the end result is Tikkun Olam.
Abish is
problem. No, it's Tikkun Olam on David's mind. That's the question. Is Tikkun Olam on David's mind as well? They have the same mission statement, they just have a different hechatim to get there, or it's not even in his mind?
So here's this.
That's the question.
David HaMelech never stopped being a shepherd. Even when he became king, if he would have thought to himself and said, okay, now I'm king, I have to work on Tikkun Olam, he never stopped
that's
working on himself.
Yeah.
He never got distracted. There's only one mission. You can't have more than one mission.
Yeah. I can make an example of this, but I'm not going to. I could really speak about Tom Brady, but I don't know.
It sounds like you're going to anyways.
No. I wanted Josh to know that I could see a connection to Tom Brady.
By the way, I had the exact same
thought. Okay, just making sure Josh understood that.
It's David in everything he's doing. His Ani is Anofi. It doesn't matter. Like, and Yosef's Anofi is really through the Ani. It's meaning he doesn't focus anything on Anofi.
His question at every situation was, what does this have to do with my Yitzhar? That was always, it had nothing to do with the outside world. He never lost focus of the fact that what I need to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam is to give him myself 100%, and if I succeed in this, I'll be able to always succeed in what goes on in the outside world. But as soon as I move even an iota from this nekuda, I will not succeed in what I need to do as a malach in the outside world.
So it's mufka from the...
I know it's hard to understand, but there's one last part which you haven't spoken about, which I don't even... we'll see if we're definitely not going to talk about it now, but there's one prat in this which needs to be said or clarified, which will help understand it better. But know this. Sorry. If you move away from this nekuda called David is the roya, David is the katan, but David who are katan, even Chazal say, David was the katan, when he was a roya, he was a katan, and he was a melech, he was a guy. It wasn't just a pshat that David was an on of always. It's a pshat that he never, ever moved away from the katanus that he was as a roya. He was always a roya. That was David's mentality. I'm always a roya.
Charlie, it's two words, right?
Go ahead. Sorry,
John. No, this is what Charlie wanted to say. Do your job.
Yeah.
That's it.
But what is your job? But then,
this is do your job. But the
question is, what is your job? Meaning, my only question is, does David care about the Tikkun Olam? Does David even bother himself at all with the Tikkun Olam that Yosef's talking about?
Or
is he just taking a different derech? Meaning, my job is, as you say, do your job. My job is to be a raya, right? My job is to be about myself. And let God worry about how that affects the world, as opposed to I have to affect the world.
Sure. Yes. On that same token, maybe David sees the job as a raya, the same as anyone, something else. Some people decided that that's a greater job.
So I'm asking,
the raya is the same.
Is it a different mission? That's what I'm asking.
The raya is irrelevant.
The
raya is irrelevant. All he sees is, I'm fighting my Yetzirah because I had close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If what's in front of him right now is a lion fighting his sheep or Goliath fighting Kal Yisrael, it's irrelevant. It's lavush. He's not thinking about, like, well, if I say this, then this is going to bring, if I can get the entire Aram Narayim. He doesn't care. It's, will this be my internal avoda to destroy my Yetzirah, to get Libi Chalabu Kirbi?
Is that Tikkun Olam, or is that he doesn't care about Tikkun Olam?
That's Tikkun Olam.
It is Tikkun Olam. This
is Tikkun Olam. This is between Yosef and David. Yosef sees Tikkun Olam as being what's going on in the world, and through when I'm doing Tikkun Olam in the world, Mamela, I become a bigger than Yosef, and that's also Tikkun for myself. Now, Yosef, David says, no, this is Tikkun Olam.
So this is
Tikkun Olam.
Modern example. Lubavitch Rebbe says, what we think a lot of Trevi, who you said is a pachin of Yosef, will say, you want to bring Elikus into this world, Chabad centers in every single corner, right? There's, I'm sure, plenty of other rebbes will say, you want to bring Tikkun into the world, sit in a base medrash and work on yourself your whole entire lives. Like, no one knows your name, no one comes to brachas, who cares? And then that rebbe becomes a rebbe, and someone goes, rebbe. And he's thinking to himself, rebbe? I'm the same person that I was when no one knew my name, and if tomorrow morning no one knows my name, I'm not going to go to my wife. We almost changed the world, but now that I'm not a Rebbe anymore, I can't change the world. Right. He's the same guy, whether he has lines or that no one knows him, and he's not even bothered by it, because his whole mission in life is only internal. Whereas, not the Bob Shabby, someone else would say, I had 4 years to be the president, and now I'm out. We had a chance to change the world, and now we're out. Now I can't change the world, because changing the world is the exertion of my will on the people outside me.
But it has to be taking the Olam, not just fixing me. It has to be the lens that I'm being misakin to Olam, because otherwise it's all about me. Almost
it's only about you.
Way. It's only about me, but there has to be a David. My mission, mission, taking the Olam for me, taking the Olam for right, taking the Olam for me
is taking the Olam. That's right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what we need to do though, because really the truth is that it means that your tikkun of your ani is also tikkun olam. That means that everybody's own personal job is tikkun olam.
Yeah.
So you have to be mevar why. That's what we're not. Maybe we'll save that for next time. We have to be mevar why that is. But that's how David Melech sees it. It's a sod. It's a sod Hashem Liyev. You can call it a sod. I'm working on myself selfishly, of course, because it's not. I'm not doing it for me. I am doing 100% for me though, Ben. But it's 100% for the Anochi Hashem within me.
Right. Well, that's who you are.
Right, but that's the point. That's why it's redefining self.
It's such a bit.
That's redefining self.
I was asking before, is it a difference between the good from the neshama.
Right. So now this is within the world of neshama. That's what
I understand.
We're saying. Yeah.
But there's a neshamatic part of the neshama, and there's an outer layer, if you will. There's an,
yes.
A good.
Yes.
Yes. Whatever.
Exactly.
Of the neshama too.
It's chitzonis and pinus.
So Yosef would be the chitzonis.
Right.
And David would be
exactly.
Exactly. The mices of Yosef is irrelevant. Meaning, David could go to Mitzrayim and Misak in the world also, but because of his mission internally, what he's trying to do, he could be Misak in the world that way with the Anofi. It's nothing to do with the action. It's just to do with the where is he thinking in terms of what's like Charlie was saying.
Yeah.
Today I'm a shepherd. Tomorrow I'm a king. The next day I'm driving a camp, whatever it may be. Yeah, whatever it is that I'm doing.
Right.
Yosef is, I gotta be
Melech.
But that's why the Yosef can only be a Mishnah Melech on that. What? Right? Because he can't get to...
He can't be the actual Melech, because that role belongs to David.
Imagine,
does David and Melech do differently if he finds himself in this, right?
Hmm?
What does David do differently?
Absolutely nothing. Just look what Yehuda did.
He built
a base manager. Look at Yehuda. He set up a base manager. I don't need to go to the house of Pyro. Yehuda sat down. Yehuda was sent by Yaakov. He built the base manager and the base classes. That's it. That's Yehuda's world. That's all.
Imagine if everybody had.
That's what David says. Acha shalom mis Hashem. Shifty b'beis Hashem.
Be careful your asking question.
Don't shifty b'beis Pyro. Shifty b'beis Hashem.
He's going to shoot it down.
Imagine if everybody had David and Melech's approach. There would be no need for Yosef.
Oh, thank you. That's good. Yeah, well.
Imagine if
there was
no...
a Yosef, so there's a need for Yosef.
I thought you were going
to
say that.
David was after Yosef. David's approach is
so
maybe
you
what
can't get to, you can't get to David without Yosef.
That's good.
We've established you can't get to David unless you start with Yosef.
Yosef is just a tool to get to David. But
he's saying something different. He's saying once you get to David, you don't got to go back to Yosef.
You don't have to.
Yosef is what's called the Mishnah of the Melech. Yosef is the one who is Mosef.
Very good.
He's Mosef in the Chitzonis. He allows the Chitzonis to be aligned with the Pnimius. David works in Pnimius. That's why David, he only worked in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning he only worked in Yerushalayim and in Hebron and... You know, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. He was only conquering territory in Eretz Yisrael. That's David's world. Yosef is beyond the Gvulus of the Kedusha. So you need a Yosef because Yosef is the representation of David in the world of Chitzonius.
No,
because David doesn't go there.
He's saying once you
climb to David,
you don't need
to
have David anymore. There's no.
You should never have to go back to David.
Well, I guess. Well, Mashiach and Yosef need
personally,
to
come first. If everybody
in your world were in person,
if the world was makabel avodas David,
for me, like I'm good. Really, like, just
there would be no need for avodas Yosef.
No,
so we need Mashiach and Yosef to get us to understand this. That's what Yosef is doing now.
You still need an equivalent.
If everyone in the world has to take avodas Yosef,
of course he does.
Which is why once we got to the ultimate David,
that's right.
Right. You don't need the ultimate Yosef because it's Nichlol in David.
So let's say it like this.
Because the Melech
Yosef is the Nakuda, we said before, as Ben just said out very nicely. There's two anis within the person. That's what the Pasuk says, Unishamos ani asisi. Hashem made two neshamas. Every person has two neshamas. There's the ani Yoshua and there's the ani Havaya. What's the Seder though? That the ani Yoshua has to make itself bottle to the ani Havaya. But once the ani Yoshua becomes bottle to the ani Havaya, so that the Havaya takes this Yoshua and it makes something much better out of it. Make something very, very big out of it. Because if you're going to tell me, all we need is David, and Yosef goes away. If you do that, then you send the world back to Tov Avohu. Because then there's only any Hashem. Where's the world? Everything goes away. How is there going to be a me? So that's called any Yosef.
Is it two different Hashemas or different parts of
Hashem? It's one Hashem, which is two parts. Because the Yichud is a Yichud which we can't understand. It's called Yichud Shlim. It's a Yichud which, it's 100% Ani Hashem, it's 100% Ani Yoshua. You can't explain it. It's a soul. But it's in a way where it's completely connected and completely disconnected at the same time. But you need Yosef, because if you get rid of Yosef, then there's no Yeshua, and there's no Shaul, and there's no Dani, and then there's just you're sending the world back to Tov Avohu. You can't have that.
But isn't that Yosef Mashiach? Isn't that Yosef Mashiach?
That there should be only Hashem and nothing else beside him?
That's the Gilui, that's the Tikkun.
And we're all going to disappear and we're going to go away?
No,
so that's called Ani Yosef. Our presence, when Hashem reveals himself and everything melts in the world because nobody can stand the revelation of when Hashem says, Ani Anei Hashem Alakecha again, the only people who will be standing at that time will be Klal Yisrael. Nobody else will be able to handle it. It's going to be Shvir Sakin because they can't be Masav Asad Achdus. Why is it that we'll be able to stand our own ground when Hashem says that? Because we're mevatel ourselves 100%. And Hashem says, if you're mevatel yourself to me 100%, then I'm going to give you yourselves 100%.
Is that the difference between the revelation of anointing in this week's parsha versus when Mashiach comes? That we're going to reach that point where we could be mevatel ourselves, and that's why they couldn't stand, even Klal Yisrael couldn't stand that, right?
No. What do you mean they couldn't stand it? Because there's nafshi, because they died,
right.
You mean? Yeah. Oh, there won't be a necessity for that.
Right.
You mean? Could be, yeah. Could be.
Or is that going to happen again?
Well, maybe that's a...
Meaning are we going to... Is that the I'm not looking
I hear
to see
you,
what
sir.
Can happen.
It's a complicated sugya, but there will be a Tosefes Milo when Hashem said Hashem Elokecha that time, the coming time, mm-hmm. than the previous time, because the previous time there was a Chet Egel and it was able to be shattered in its Chitzonius. Right. But when Hashem said Hashem Elokecha this coming time, it'll be different. When he said Hashem Elokecha the first time, he created a certain Pinimius which couldn't be destroyed. So that's why, even though it was a Kilkul in the Chet Egel, it never left Lugamre, we got the Duchos Shnios, and we're still riding off the Pinimius of Hashem Elokecha, which we all live with right now. But the next Anech Melkecha will be a Hisgalus, which will be even more Pnimi than what was said before. And because it'll be so Pnimi, it'll be revealed in the Chitzonius in a way where even the Chitzonius can't be destroyed. Yeah, so we just touched off.
I think I have a different way of asking Charlie's question. Maybe. If David is the ultimate Mahalath that we should take, we're not going to cancel out the Midav Yisod because we need that for... Danochi, me, I mean, Dani. But what is the... When Mashiach ben David comes along with that ultimate Mahalach, what is the purpose of Mashiach ben Yosef in that... at that time? If we already have the ultimate Mahalach, what's the point of Mashiach ben Yosef if that Mahalach is, quote-unquote, second tier?
So, let's say, like, in our own personal body, you're talking about...
No,
in
I'm talking about
in
times of Mashiach.
So Mashiach ben Yosef will be the representative of Hashem to the world. Mashiach ben David is going to be the representative of the yachas that every single person has in his own world with the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So each one's lishitaso, yeah, I guess. Okay.
But who's the Mishnah l'malach to who? So Mishnah, the interaction that Hashem has, so to speak, with the Ummas HaOlam as represented by Mashiach ben Yosef is only through the connection that he has with Klai Yisrael in that very pinimistic place.
So Yosef
has to flow. Yosef has to flow through David. That was the mistake of Yosef and Yehuda.
Right.
Yosef wasn't mevatel himself to Yehuda.
So Yosef's mistake wasn't his mahalach. It was the fact that he wasn't mevatel himself to Yehuda.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why Yehuda said, "Get out here." That's why Yehuda sold him. He's like, I mean, had Yosef mevatel himself to Yehuda, everything would have been great. So this is the twist on the whole parsha, like everything else.
To say it another way, also, you could say that Yehuda would not have been successful in being able to create the yeshivas and whatever he did when he came down, if Yosef wasn't there before him.
That's not how you say it.
An environment.
That's not how you say it. Then you say it like this: Had Yosef not done what he did in the first place, he would never have been sold to Mitzrayim. So the whole matzav is a bidi of it. Yehuda is not. Criticized for having sold Yosef. It's not. Hashem says to Yehuda, "Atayoducha achecha, you miterf bnei alisa. You emerge as a hero from the whole parasha of Mechiras Yosef." What do you mean? He was the one who sold him to Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but
he did something absolutely right. He was 100% right in selling Yosef.
That's very nice, but you know, when we sit down on Yom Kippur at the end of, you know, close before at the end of Musaf,
right.
And we have to remind ourselves.
Elazar, so you're referring to Elazar.
It seems like we have to pay a price.
Of
right?
course we do, but whose fault is it? Yehuda's or Yosef's? Whose fault is it?
Who said
the world?
What? Huh? No. If I say, whose
Yosef's
fault is this, Mechiras Yosef? Whose
it's
fault
like
was it?
They can't exist together.
It's Yosef's
You're going to tell me it was the brother's fault. It wasn't Yosef's fault, right? Al Pimis Atayra is incorrect. And Chitzonius Atayra is correct. And Pimis Atayra is incorrect. Huh?
We're going to blame the victim.
Huh? By the way,
we're going
to
blame the victim.
I spoke about this before. If you want to say, if you want to say it's not Yosef's fault, why is Rabbi Akiva involved in the Sarai Ruban Malchus?
See, Josh remembers all the shiurim, so that's why.
That Yosef.
That's right. Yosef is held accountable in Pnimius for it. And even though Yehuda is also in front of the Arugim Malchus, because he's also. But David, you have to say about Yehuda, like you say about David. That's the way, now we're leading into the sugi of the tshuva of Yehuda. Why does Yehuda have to have make a tshuva for Machias Yosef? He did the right thing by selling Yosef. Yosef should have been mevat himself to Yehuda. Yehuda is the king. Yosef deserved to be sold to Mitzrayim. He's making a mistake. That's how you have to look at the sugi in Pinyas. So why does Yehuda have to make a tshuva? Why does he have to be part of Sagan Machas?
Really,
but that you understand the whole sugi really of the tshuva of David. Why was David do a tshuva if he wasn't chotek?
We're able to say it. You have to say it's really Yaakov's mistake.
Hmm?
We Yisrael's mistake.
Okay, you can say it like that also. That's why Yaakov had to go down to Mitzrayim. Because he was, so to speak, part of that also.
Even
but this Nimrod, leads it to the tzugi of the tshuva of David, the tshuva of Yehuda. Yeah. What is it all about? If you're not being choti, why are you the tshuva?
No, even Nimrod doesn't say that Yehuda is choti.
I don't believe it.
That's right. It doesn't say.
In my life.
Doesn't it? When you, Yaakov, we know...
Even the brachas we spoke about.
That's right. It doesn't say anything. Yehuda did nothing wrong. Apparently he did nothing wrong.
So how do I do
that? So it was only Yehuda and Binyamin that weren't part of that.
No, Yehuda was also part of Sugi Machas. That's the question we have for next time. Why is he part of Sugi Machas if he doesn't have?
Why are there only Asara instead of 12?
Binyamin
and Reuben.
Why
isn't Yaakov part of that also?
Right.
It's not on a practical level.
He is
closest topic until we get the tshuva.
That's fine.
If I'm not. Right. The complete darak is to David HaMelech. It's like focus tikkun olam on myself, right?
Shabbos.
But I have to become an ani Yosef to even get to there. How do I intertwine that in my life today?
Uh-huh.
How do I take the ani? The darak is to tikkun olam to the world, right? Yes, it is all about me.
Tell me the question.
The whole tikkun olam. Like my perspective should be fix myself.
Yes.
Right.
Good to have you too.
But I absolutely need, because where I am today, I need all of that Yosef to even start work. Because I'm not even an ani. How do I use?
I would say the one
being today where I am, Dani Shek, at this moment, right now, right. I can go straight to David.
For sure. I would say what you do is you close the door, and you do David type avoidance until you reach to a point where you say, I'm mamish getting into the world of David, and when you get into the world of David, you will then go back into the world of Yosef with a whole new setup.
So it's not for Yehuda, David, theoretical chet, whatever, right? There would be no need for Yosef Avoda at all? I can go straight into... You're telling me I can go straight to David.
Yosef and David live together. They're brothers.
How do I get straight to David?
You're living in David.
I'm not even on a knee.
You are on a knee. You're ready. You're living world of Yosef right now. Are you the ultimate Yosef? Maybe not. Torah, mitzvahs, tefillah. You're in the world of Yosef. Are you at the? Are you Yosef HaTzadik? Who's Yosef HaTzadik? Are you able to play in Yosef? The issue we have is not Yosef. Everyone around us says the world of Yosef. Every time you stumble, someone goes, "Be more of a Yosef." The issue that we're struggling with is the world of David. David. Nobody says you really want to be matzliach. Go sit in the corner and daven for 3 hours. No one goes, "You want a mamish really make it." Go say the whole tehillim every single day and cry over the fact that we're a bal gaiva. I mean, maybe jump in and tell where I'm wrong. We're really lacking today, and is the feeling of we're not. Yeah, we could all be better Jews, but what we're lacking today is a time spent in the world of David, and that's the world of I don't care, like you said, if I am a king or if I am the sweeper. That's the world of I spend time alone with Hashem. That's the world of I'm going to learn something that I'm never going to ever share. That's the world of I'm going to daven another half an hour a day so that I say every word. It's that world of tefillah. And when you crack into the world of David, you go back into your world of Yosef that you're already in, and you're Baruch Hashem Matzliach, and many more. And now you're looking at Yosef in a whole new way, because what we're lacking today, this chevra, in my humble opinion, disagree with me if I'm wrong, we're not lacking Yosef. We could be better Jews. We hear Yosef every single day on every single video from every single person. Everyone's telling us, tshuva, make a plan. Make a plan. Do this. Wake up earlier. This yomi, that yomi. And it's all important. We're not hearing the same. So let's see to Rebbe or other people. Yosef. There are people saying this, but like, sure. We're not hearing
Yosef.
Enough.
Yosef.
Deep, deep. What do you think? Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Thanks. That's good.
Hey,
did I do okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good.